Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
We have one of the moms, Nicole. So sorry, first of all. That for you and the fellow parents there, that you have to deal with this. I'm so sorry, and I know how upsetting it is, and we just thank you for calling in and giving us the information.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this time and having an interest in what's going on here.
Of course. So give me the update. What's going on this morning?
Yeah, so let me start off with the conversation in saying that I cannot comment on anything regarding child sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
I can comment. So myself and another mom, we have put together this protest this morning. It started at 9 o'clock. We're in front of the educational building in North Penn where the administration superintendent sits. We know he's inside of the building right now because he called me yesterday and told me so. We're standing outside for transparency about the situation, for, you know, the safety of our children. We're angry. You know, Dr. Bauer, the superintendent, called me on Friday and let me know some action items that he's taking to make this right or to get back the respect of the community. One of those was to hire a third-party firm that's non-biased to do the investigation, to read their own damn email.
Mm-hmm.
To find out what went wrong,
yeah,
which is a joke. So I have questions. He's giving me an hour of his time today, 12 o'clock.
Good.
I have questions. Who's paying for this? Is it the taxpayers?
Of course.
Is this firm going to be favorable towards the district? Are we going to find out the details? Are you going to hide behind lawyers? Like, if there's action taken on staff members because they found out who did what wrong, are we going to know? Are they going to be shifted around to other schools? We're a huge district.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, some of those.
Yeah, and just for the record, I've avoided talking about the issue of anybody's gender identity on purpose.
Yeah.
On Friday, I mentioned that was reported, but that's not the issue here at all.
No, not at all.
So,
no.
So I mentioned it briefly Friday. I mentioned it once, you know, this morning just now. Have been reporting on this since 6 a.m., you know, last week. What was it, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah.
So Friday morning. Because
yeah.
It's not the issue. The issue really is about the majority of kids being safe, about
yeah.
parents calling in, saying, hey, my daughter is saying that there's some kid at the school who is threatening mm-hmm. my child. And other
yeah.
kids, this is very concerning. And then mm-hmm. the attack, as promised, by all accounts, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. the attack was, at least one of the attacks, was carried out.
Yeah. Yep, it was carried out. You know, they were warned. The child, you know, we're a great school district. We have lots of resources. We, you know, Safe to Speak Up. That's an anonymous app or phone numbers the kids can use to report anything that's going to go on that's wrong. you know, they go to trusted adults, which are their teachers and guidance counselors. So the child did this. She went to her guidance counselor. She trusted her. She told her this was going to happen. She wrote it down for her. And they said that you were okay, and it still happened. And now they're not saying any answers. That board meeting was a complete joke. Mm-hmm. They stayed silent because they didn't know what to say, because they know they're in the wrong.
And so, you know, first and foremost, and I just want to go through this. We have the victim, the 12-year-old victim who's recovering with, after being hospitalized and her head split open, staples in her head. We don't know the long term. Have you heard any update, first of all, about this 12-year-old victim who I believe is identified as Emily? Even if I'm not going to identify any of the kids because they're kids, but is the victim, is she okay? And by the way, usually if a kid, if something happens, even in my kids' grades, if a kid broke their leg or was injured in a football game, sometimes the kids would have something like bring a cake or bring cupcakes. Is there anything at the school to bring well wishes of healing for this little girl who was, you know, injured at school and beaten?
Yeah, I personally don't know the victim. I'll say that. There was a friend here at the protest today that is friends with her. She said she's doing okay. She's still, you know, recovering at home, but thank God she was able to go home. So I'll say that. In terms of the students doing things for themselves to just bring some calm and peace and healing to them, my son shared that yesterday students and teachers wore red. And that was to support the victim. They also had put little note stickers and stuff from all around the school, maybe on the windows and stuff, of just like uplifting messages so that when you're walking through the hallway, they can read them and maybe it gives them a little bit of peace. I did email Todd or Dr. Bauer this past weekend, and I said, you know, hey, you got to do something with this lunchroom because it's like PTSD for these kids.
Yeah.
You can't keep everything the same. I said, I don't want to hear about money. You don't have to do anything expensive. Maybe some uplifting posters, maybe a different change in paint color.
Yeah.
We can get volunteers, some soft music, you know, and he pushed me off to the principal of the school, but I'm not going to let up because something has to be done. Some of these kids can't even enter the lunchroom. They're eating their lunch outside in the hall.
Yeah. And as far as the 13-year-old who's accused of making the making a list and accused of these threats and then accused and was in court yesterday. It's a juvenile court charged with aggravated assault as a juvenile. But then there was, in fact, a report from the sheriff's deputies who said that individual allegedly had, assaulted the sheriff's deputy with a large water jug during the hearing on this attack. And so there's no question that this was a disturbed individual who now has been extracted from the school environment. There were reports, and I had one of the moms who called Friday, had said that she's familiar with this student, the suspect, who's now in the juvenile custody. And she confirmed, she said, this individual was bullying her daughter, was at a different middle school, was transferred. And so is there an effort now at this point, Nicole, to say, hey, will the district approach dealing with, you know, mental health issues or kids who have problematic behaviors and they have an aide assigned to them? Is there an effort to say, let's view this differently and not just transfer a problem kid from school to school, where you now have unknowing teachers, unknowing kids? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I definitely understand what you're saying. I think, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer in educational law or anything like that. I'm just a parent that has a kid in the district. But I think this might be maybe a bigger issue with Pennsylvania law, and I'm pretty sure the child had an IEP, so they're protected by different laws.
Yes.
So yeah, but for the mental health piece, you know, yeah, definitely we can have some more resources out there, because God knows that everybody out in America, mental health is such a big issue right now, and we have to do more for everybody.
Yes. And Nicole, you know, a piece of this is that we have, I would say, probably the most heightened partisan political situation I've ever seen in my life. And my history is news anchor, television news anchor, reporter, journalist for, you know, most of my career. I've never seen anything like this. And so the backdrop to this is relevant, the way that this current student, quote unquote, identifies. That, in other words, is there a piece of this where partisan politics has gotten in the way of just everybody being able to deal with a situation like this?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, there has been a lot of opinion on the, you know, the different mom, North Penn mom pages that I belong mm-hmm. to, how I spread the word about the protest. But to be honest with you, I've just shut it down or even ignored it, because it's not part of the problem at all. The problem is the district, the way it was handled, you know, and what can we do for these kids now? That's what I'm focused on. I really don't care about any political baloney. That can be dealt with at another time.
Right. Right. But do we know, for example, why? Because there are first response, there are laws that say, for example, if you're a teacher, I know even as a mom, I had to go through my clearances to be a volunteer in my own kids' schools. And that then I was trained on the fact that it was the law. If a kid came to me while I was a volunteer at my kid's school and another kid came up and told me that they were being threatened by anybody, I'm legally bound by Pennsylvania state law, by the Commonwealth, that I must report that. So do you have, is that a piece of what you're pushing for? In other words, why wasn't this carried out where these kids, you know, where did this breakdown happen? In other words, in the reporting of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the teachers are mandated reporters. And so just like you said, if they come up to you and say something, you have to report it by law. So, again, I don't know where the breakdown happened. I don't know if the guidance counselor didn't say something to somebody, or if she went to the principal and he just brushed it off. I don't know, but that's why we're asking for transparency of the investigation findings for the parents.
Now, some parents are just calling for either the superintendent or the principal or certain board members who didn't go to last Thursday's meeting, or those who've been silent. There are some calls for individuals to resign.
Yes.
Take me through that situation, if you would.
Yeah, so I would want them to resign. I would want, first of all, we could start at the top, Dr. Todd Bauer. I would like him to resign. You are the leader, you know, in whatever industry you're in, you are the top, you're the top dog. So when something goes horrifically wrong, it's going to fall on you, whether you knew about it or not. And, you know, you have to fix that break of what happened, so that the next time for the next person, that they do find out and the right actions are taken. You know, I am going to assume that this child had an IEP, which means she falls under special needs. Dr. Megan McGee, she's head of special needs, special education here at North Penn. So when the child was transferred to Pembroke, I'm pretty sure signatures had to happen. I would have been probably her and Todd Bauer. When I meet with Dr. Bauer at 12 o'clock today, it's one of my questions, who signs off on transfers? So going down the line, Dr. Nicholas Taylor, he's the principal of Pembroke. You know, if he didn't know, that's fine. If they can prove that, if he did know, he needs to go. We need to be able to send our kids and know they're safe. The guidance counselor that was told was Miss Colleen Fattari.
Yes.
So, you know, she definitely needs to go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, and we heard the brave young lady who in fact spoke out, and she's making international news when she actually mentions the counselor's name.
Yeah, and the says, board meeting, yeah.
Yeah, and she says, I told you, and she has this soft little voice.
Yes.
You know,
so
Nicole, I think for so many of us, we watch this as a parent.
Watch the board meeting.
What's that?
I'm sorry, somebody's talking to me.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I know you're busy today. It's a busy day for you.
Yeah.
But I think for most of us, we watch this. It's so frustrating. For me, I've had arguments even with coworkers. They've teased me because once my kids had a cell phone in, I guess it was like eighth grade, I wanted them to have a cell phone at school because of different, you know, for different issues. For me, I told my kids, if something happens, call 911.
And so my son is a student there. He's in ninth grade. And like, to be honest with you, so since last Thursday, you know, I've been physically sick just in worry. And, you know, like, you know, kids do dumb things and get in trouble sometimes. And so one of the repercussions for my son is getting his phone taken away. But, so I worry, like, okay, if I take his phone away on a school day and I send him to school, what if something happens and he's not able to contact me? It's like a sick thinking. Mm-hmm. It messes with you.
Yes. Yes. You know, and what do you make of this third party investigator being brought in to North Penn School District when we already have the police, who I think it seems like they're doing a very good job under Chief Duffy there? I mean, you know, Upper Gwynedd Police. What do you make of this third party investigation?
Yeah, I think that the third party investigation was because of the heat that he's getting from the parents. From the district. You know, I don't know. He personally told me that, so when at the board meeting, if you watch it, on the left-hand side, there's a person, I forget his last name, but his first name is Kyle. He's general counsel, and he was advising him and reiterating rules and procedures and whatnot. Dr. Bauer told me that he personally told Kyle, you can't do this because it's just going to look like, you know, almost like a conflict of interest. I want an outside one so it looks fair.
Yes.
So, but again, I have no idea who he's picking. Does he have any connections to these people? You know, how do we know it's fair?
Right. Exactly. And then I had seen that North Penn's coordinator of emergency management and Save Schools, who's Brandon Roan, said that he would provide a community, some kind of community update, but that's not until the Safe Schools Committee meeting, which is next Monday, April 29th.
Yeah. So I think Brandon is newly hired. I've never met him before, so I'm not sure. The Safe meeting next Monday, everybody will be at, and it will be very interesting.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, what are you telling your, what are parents, what are you telling your son, your kids, and what are they, you know, what do you say to your child after a violent attack like this happened?
You know, so I've talked to my son, you know, and I've just said, you know, what happened to that girl was not fair. You know that. You know, continue to speak up if you hear that something's wrong. You can text me, you could tell me, and I can go to them if you don't feel comfortable talking to the adults. You know, honestly, I just pray every day because it's all I can do. I just, you know, I'm going to get upset. I'm so sorry. But before he goes to school every day, I pray. I just pray that he's safe and that nothing ever happens to him. And, you know, and that's really it. So my son is a very calm child, and he tells me, Mom, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Like, it's okay. I didn't, thankfully he didn't see it. He saw a video, but he didn't see it in person. But I just, I know that this will affect him down the road if it's not hitting him right now.
Yes, absolutely. Nicole, thank you for your time. I'm praying for you too, for all
thank
the
you.
Parents. I have so many family members and friends in your district with kids in your school, and I'm so sorry this is happening, but it's so important that you are aware that you're keeping up on this and that you don't let them put this under the carpet, because we need to know the truth about it, and certainly you deserve the truth.
Yeah, thank you so much. And you know, I am going to do everything in my power, everything in my right to keep this going and to find out whatever I can.
Yeah.
So if anybody is from the school district administration that is listening right now or listens to this later, I'm not going away.
Mama Bear, Nicole, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.